This is Hard Facts.
It is indeed the big weekend, and I can't start the weekend without playing you this video. We're live facebook.com/ Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. We're going to show you this video of what transpired. Students scampering for safety in Plateau State. And when we return, I have standing by via Zoom, Honorable Bagas Dachen. He is a member representing Plateau State on the floor of the National Assembly from 2019 to 2023. Stay with us. Let me just play this video out. And for those of you who are listening, just take a close listen. And for those of you who are watching, here's what we saw play out in Plateau State.
They're not going to do anything. Why do we just die for that? They're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything. Katie, they shoot straight up.
I did tell you that I have my guest standing by via Zoom. Honorable Bagas Dachen is joining us via Zoom. It's so good to have you join us on the show. I know that I wish we were talking about these things on a better circumstance, but unfortunately, we always have to talk about issues like this. I'm looking for the words to describe what I just watched on video. Very sad. If I am a parent and I send my child off to school, I'm hoping that they'll be safe and not be, you know, in this kind of situation. What exactly is going on in Plateau State, so much so that it's now spread into the schools? Last time you and I were talking about people who were attacked in some communities. Now we're seeing this play out in the university. What exactly is going on?
It's a very quite unfortunate situation that it has led to the killing of students who in a school. And I said earlier today in a conversation that because of lack of adhering to intelligence, because the last time we spoke, it's the same community that was attacked. The community is situated within the local government that the university is being situated. So it's the same proximity, the area where it happened. But why I said lack of adhering to intelligence is in the sense that this is where students are saying most of them, off-campus. Off-campus, again, a situation just close to the students. You have headsmen settlement that they just came within some certain period of time, settled there. You know, the headsmen don't have a structural buildings like we do. They usually have makeshift buildings that today, after whatever, they can move. But if we have been advocating, and at the same time, if we have been raising alarm that most of these terrorists around usually come in different forms. Some come with the identity of heads of headers. Some come with identity of security uniforms across. So, and this, you now have this settlement that suddenly settled within the student campuses around, off campuses. So it's a very serious security concern. And unfortunately, the people that attacked the students came out of those settlements, headers settlements in bikes, ran through the school community, school environment, and with sporadic shootings and so on and so forth.
How were these people even allowed in the first place to settle around the schools? I mean, I'm wondering to myself, because normally if people come into an environment that don't look exactly like you and you don't know anything about them, first thing is to, you know, probe where they're coming from and what their plan is. Let's see these people settle and then now pointing fingers to say, well, they came from these communities. I don't understand. What exactly... I think that, yes, like you said, it is a breakdown in communication and intel gathering. But the fact that the school, the university system or the university community has allowed these people to, you know, settle around there is a no-no in the first place.
Yeah, well, you won't say the university community, because the university community has its jurisdiction on a land that it owns, because the university cannot allow such settlements within the land it owns. Mind you, these are students staying off campus, not in campus.
Okay.
So these are students that are staying in rented apartments off the campus. And behind them, behind those rented apartments, you have those settlements. But the proximity within the settlement of the off-campus and the campus itself is not far. So, and that's why when these people charge to show their to bring out their show of force, they did what they could do. And you know, once there is now panic, people will scramble everywhere. You can have stampede. You can have stray bullets. You can have people that will fall. You can have people that might even fall in the stream trying to jump, because up till now, they have not yet ascertained the number of the injured or missing or any that has been killed so far. So no any official report yet because of what has happened and the nature of how it took place. Why that happened within the school environment is what we have not yet known officially from government. But again, the same concern we have, that this is a situation where these killings have been taking place in the past few months, and again, the same in as much as a different location. Mm-hmm. But God forbid, if what they did in some of those communities now happened within the school community, which means they want to evacuate the school itself. If the students are being evacuated, meaning that once there are no students, which means there will be no school. If your child is there tomorrow and on daily basis they are being terrorized, which means the school will not stand. So this is so worrisome that if it's as a result of the land grabbing that we have had in other communities within the same community, within the same local government, mm-hmm. if it now happened within the school community, and these people chase out the students that are staying off campus, start occupying those lands illegally, automatically they are now close to the school environment.
I don't understand how in a sovereign state people armed with guns and machetes or whatever on motorbikes can decide where they call no man's land or what land belongs to them. And they can easily just dislodge people in a state where there is a government, there are security agencies. Please help us, make it make sense to us. Because my listeners are listening to you and they're saying, and what you're telling us is that these are land grabbers. Who are these land grabbers and what powers do they have to take land over from people who legitimately own the land? It doesn't make sense to me.
The difference between us and between you and any human being is a person that have the person that is armed against you. You are in the studio today. If an armed man gets into the studio now, you will scramble for safety. That's all the difference between us and any other human being that comes in. And where do they get all this? We don't know. And have they ever been arrested? To the best of my knowledge, no. Why are they still being seen around. The question is what each and every one of us is asking. But my own is that what are the solutions? What are those possible solutions to be able to solve these problems? Because the community needs to be in charge of its own security, and it may. Because one, yes, the federal government has finally keyed into, and the governors finally keyed into the establishment of state police, which is the dialogue that is ongoing now, even on live TV, being organized by the House of Representatives. But at the same time, is it just only state police? Because you can have the state police, what and where is the justice system? What have been done? Have we identified people that likely are unknown faces within communities? Yes, people have been arrested. But where are they today? It's either because of religious or ethnic lineage of one big man somewhere, people have been released that have been arrested. So this is so worrisome that political will in governance and in democracy that we're all practicing should go beyond ethnicity, should go beyond religious sentiments, should go beyond brotherhood and sisterhood, but should be able to, we should rally what we're doing towards nationhood. And once we rally things towards nationhood, which means everybody will be able to get justice. So that is one of the major cardinal problems. And the solution to be able to address this is one of the things that we are all looking at.
Well, Honorable Dacheng, I know that my my listeners are a little bit confused right now because, God forbid, if another place is hit, we're going to be having this same conversation over and over again. And what I hear from you is that there is no political will to deal with this issue. Even if someone is arrested, the person there might be a call to let that person go. So what is the fate of your people in one sentence? Because I've got to go.
Well, the political will we have out there and the political will we have from government is to have peace, to calm down nerves. But me, the political will that I'm looking for from government is a justice system. And as much as you want to give peace, you can't have absolute peace without justice.
Okay.
Because even if you have the physical peace that everywhere physically is calm, but have you been able to get the inner peace in you that, look, you can now sleep with your two eyes closed, that these people will no longer come after you. Mm. Because you have communities with checkpoints of maybe at most 5 armed men, but you have the aggressors come in like 15 to 20 bikes, and on each bike you have like 3 people, and each of these 3 people are well armed with AK and ammunition. What will those 5 people? I recall the testimony of one of the survivors that even the security agencies were telling the students that run for your life.
Wow.
So if someone that was to protect you now telling you run for your life, it will tell you that he does not have the capacity.
Wow.
To no longer protect. So that's how bad it is. That's the situation. And we pray and hope that as the discussion continues, that our leaders will be able to pick something out of it to be able to add in the possible solutions that they are trying to give Nigerians.
Well, I have to let you go because of time. I want to say thank you. Dacheng Musa Baggers is a member representing the Federal House of Representatives, actually representing Jos South and Jos East Federal Constituency in Plateau State. And he was there from 2019 to 2023. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really feel terrible for your people, but thank you
and
very much.
We appreciate you for giving the space for this discussion to take on and for the voice of Plateau to be heard.
Right.
Our prayer is that maybe the next conversation will be on economy, not security challenge.
Hopefully. Thank you very much for coming on the show. Well, Lagos, there you have it. I'm going to be giving you the big three stories for today. Just stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Trust us on Hatchback. Whether it's politics, social issues, controversies, and trending stories, you know we're credible and objective.
It's Hard Facts with Marion Okun on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, well, you heard member representing Plateau, just south and just east for Plateau State federal constituency at the House of Representatives, Dachung Bagos, talking about that scene that I played earlier on for you, students at the Plateau State University being attacked by gunmen. But let's go into the big stories for today. Quickly, I'll roll them out, and when I come back from this break, you guys will be joining the conversation. First is Ondo State. Tomorrow, I will be having guests in the studio to talk about the Ondo State primaries and how it went. But first things first, Ondo State is in the news because of the primaries it held there yesterday. Apparently, despite controversies, the APC declares Aiyedatiwa the governorship candidate. Of course, he is the incumbent governor who took over from his predecessor who passed on. Well, some of the aspirants rejected the results from what we hear. They're saying that no election took place in Ondo State on Saturday, and they're asking that the exercise be cancelled or repeated. Okay. Away from that, 2,583 Nigerians have been killed. 2,164 of those of them were abducted in 3 months. And this is a report that has been put out on the Daily Trust newspaper. I will give you some background into it. Yes. Apparently, at least 2,583 people were killed and 2,164 kidnapped in the first quarter of this year. Data from Beacon Security and Intelligence Limited, a security risk management and intelligence company based in Abuja, has shown. And finally, on the big weekend, Kenyan police has finally arrested Binance executive who escaped from Nigeria. We'll be right back. The phone lines will be open, 0201-465-7190. You could join us also on Skype if you're listening from outside of the country, Nigeria Info FM, or post your comments on our live feed on Facebook and on YouTube. My name is Marianne Okun. We'll be right back after these messages.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
This is Hard Facts.
Dollar shame me. Enough fit. As a business owner where I be, prices of goods increase every minute. And it's not even day funny. Before I buy a market for my shop, they go say it don't increase. Shey, you see what they talk. Not until Clan Africa begin to supply my market. This one, no be low, no. Then go supply my market or pay my supplier sharp. Before price go up, I go begin sell. They pay small. Now you see why dollar no be shame me.
If you don't want make you the worry say price go increase, before you go buy your market, time is on reach. Make Clan Africa begin supply your market or pay your supplier. Or your message us for WhatsApp 090-5353-5333. Or visit our website at www.clan.africa. With Clan Africa, you fit to get your market today. Make a dollar, not go shame you.
On the Morning Crossfire with me, Kofi Bartels. You have the big names, the most pressing issues, and the sharpest conversations.
We must leave that place of talking into this place of doing.
Muscles are paying through their nose, and you're telling them after training, they can't migrate. I will not be part of those who will give soft landing to these guys who are running the affairs of this country.
People are dying every day. In an hour, people just go in and come out and read out stories to us. Come on, Kofi.
We must step beyond the talk. We have the analysis.
Join us as we dissect the headlines, bring you exclusive interviews, and dive deep into the heart of the matter. The big conversations live here.
Join Kofi Bartels on the Morning Crossfire, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
There's a reason why over 1 million people tune into Hard Facts every day. We discuss in-depth stories with sources behind the facts.
The Lagos State High Court has sitting convicted in suspended the Chicago certificate. Stories
on
never
Hard
going
Facts,
away,
start
is it?
The show with stories for the day.
You hear diverse voices and opinions.
I was my commercial magician, and she was music happening with the husband, knowing that.
You should not be happy because there is nothing to happy about.
Yeah, it's quite pathetic the way the country is going.
We distinguish each story accurately with analysis.
It's Hard Facts with Marianne O'Connor on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, it is your most authentic news experience, and it's happening nowhere else but the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Marianne O'Connor, and we're looking at the big weekend stories. First, of course, is that video, very disturbing video from Plateau State University, where we saw students scampering for safety while gunshots were going off in the air. Allegedly, gunmen from the surrounding communities who have settled, according to the guest that we had a few minutes ago. That is the member representing just south and east of Plateau State at the National Assembly, Honorable Dachung Bagos, who's also told us that it seems that there's not any form of political will to deal with the issue. And that's why Plateau State continuously plays victim to these killings. And my thought, and that, the whole time I was having this conversation with him, all I'm thinking of is, for how long will this continue to happen? How many more people have to die in Plateau State for the government to sit up, for justice to be done? Again, still talking about big stories today. Ondo State, of course, the primaries, a lot of people have kicked against it, even though Adedatiwa himself has come out to say, well, I'm extending an olive branch to all those who feel aggrieved. Well, we must build Ondo together. And by the way, this is an internal party situation. And that's why my conversation tomorrow is going to be about internal party politics and democracy. Do these political parties really adhere to their party manifestos? Do they adhere, to the internal party workings? And why can't these, the internal party democracies ever really work? Why can't people come to an agreement of sorts and let it be obvious that the right thing has been done by every single person? Yes, of course, there will be people who would say, justice was not done, or my votes were stolen, or my vote didn't count. But half the time, parties, political parties in Nigeria implode after elections, before elections, or during the elections. We see this happen all the time. Why can we not get right? And it's not about APC, it's about PDP, it's about the Labour Party. We see what's happening as we speak. I mean, every political party, especially the ones who are a bit big enough to be obvious, are having internal party politics, destroy them. They're tearing and eating themselves up from within. Detail for the NMPP, the Labour Party, APC, and the PDP. What exactly is the issue? I keep asking myself that. Why can't they get it right? Away from that, of course, we know from statistics that about 2,583 people have been killed between January and today, in the month of April. 2,164 have been kidnapped in just the first quarter of this year. And we're speaking English. We're saying there's no political will. What's coming? I don't understand why. I mean, I'm thinking that this is the first country in the world that even its leaders have made it rub off on the people so bad that we don't even value life anymore. We just call these things as numbers. It's not people. And because they're not our relatives, because they're not our friends, we don't know them, they're just numbers. So we place no value on it. And these things continue to happen again and again and again. But for how long? And finally, share your thoughts on the arrest, because Kenyan police is about to hand over the escaped Binance executive from Nigeria who used his Kenyan passport to run to Kenya. Well, he's met his Waterloo, because, of course, he's going to be sent to Nigeria via Interpol. What are your thoughts? 0201-465-7190. I'd like to hear from you. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Don't do what? Oh, comrade,
how now?
I want to applaud you and the Nigerian for a few people are bringing people that are interviewing. Sister, it is only undeniable and unimaginable as Nigeria is being killed like chicken. See, that Nigeria is now turning into Sodomy and Babylon, joining with Gaza. Killing us like Ewura. Is it good? And the security agency told me that I should run for my dear life and he's supposed to help me and help me to run. That means if you open my premise, I should run to my dear life. What's it done now? It doesn't finish now. Sister, the terrorists are using guns and the motorcars cycle. And they want to enter school, calling the Boko Haram. The guns and the motorcycle, if you blow Boko Haram, they want to psychologically and the methodologically and the sociologically kill the education. But oh my shelley, you know go work.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
All right.
Nigerian government should protect me. I have rights, I'm not in time. I have never collected anything from this. They have right to protect me. Now, they know how those terrorists are getting the guns to kidnap and kill us.
Okay.
They have to answer. They are short. English is too much.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Kaboko, for calling. Chris is calling us from Ikoyi. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, Action Lady. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. I can hear you.
Aha. Good one. APC primaries. The acting governor, the deputy governor, is one of the...
He's the governor. He's not an acting governor. He was sworn in as governor.
Uh-huh.
He's a governor. He
okay,
does have
he
a
won
deputy.
The primaries, right?
Well, yes, according to reports.
Good one. You see what I talk about, this double D politics we play in Nigeria. Is he only APC in that Ondo state? Ondo people, the ball is in your court. Is he only APC?
Well, this is a party. This is a party primary. It's not a state primary.
I know. Primary. Okay, APC. Whatever they do, they get whoever they get to represent their party. What of other parties? What other citizens of Ondo? How many million are there? Must all of them follow the person they produce from APC? There's other parties in Ondo state. During general election, you come out and vote, but our vote never count. The incumbent must win, which is wrong. You know, one of them died the other day before these their primaries. Mm-hmm. These dirty politics we always play in this part of the world. Like I always say, the ball is in our court. Because how many are they, the members of APC, that will produce whoever in their own party? What of other parties? You have Labour Party, you have PDP, you have whatever party in those states.
Okay.
Must it be APC?
Okay.
Must it be APC? That is the question I'm asking. Thank
All right.
you.
Thanks, Mr. Chris, for calling. Emmanuel is calling us from Ekpe. Hello, Emmanuel.
Yeah, good afternoon, Emilia.
Good afternoon. Go ahead, Emmanuel.
Yeah, let me touch on two issues, the killing and then the primary of APC in Ondo State. We know how Nigerian politics work, except that the present governor, you know, has fallen out with the party hierarchy, you know, at the top. That is when you most likely have a change. You know, but for the fact, because we know how it goes, especially when it comes to direct primary. We know what happened, you know, even with the power of a governor in Lagos State, then Ambode. So, but I'm hoping that the aspirants, you know, we come together, you know, and work for the good of the state. And then going forward, I hope we'll have a country where election is a real election in the sense of it. And then for the killing, you said over 2,000 killed. Mm-hmm. And over 2,000 abducted, if I'm right.
Yes, in the first half of this year.
We are in trouble. We are in real trouble. Because I know our military and our security agencies are really capable, you know, of flushing out some of these nuisance, you know, in our society. Only if we have the political way. And it starts from, you know, people, knowing who they really want to vote for and knowing people who can really drive the system. Thank you, and good afternoon.
Thank you, Manuel, for calling. I do appreciate it. Balo Balo is calling us from Ikoyi. Balo Balo.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
I know. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. This killing in Plateau. You know, I'm asking myself questions like how these people operate freely. Kill human beings like they are killing animals. Even sometimes you have to pity animal before you kill the animal. These people kill souls, you know, and they go freely. Nothing happened to them. The one that those that kill in Christmas Day or some in a church or somewhere, where are those people? There caught any of them. What happened to them? You see, this subtle hand of, you know, dealing with terrorists in Nigeria, this, it will generate to the one that we will not even call a name for. So now, if you arrest terrorists, you take them to court, you say, okay, you bring them back to the society, they are repent, they are this. See, others, they are hearing. Do the need to. Send them back to their creator. Those people are killers. Why are you arresting them and so that this thing can stop?
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Balo, for calling. Pastor Ladikbo is calling us from Orile Igomu. Hello, Pastor Ladikbo.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Marianne.
Go ahead.
Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
We have lost value for life. We don't have value for life again in this country. That is why when you see somebody is going through a challenge in the public, instead of some people to help, they will bring out their phone and they will be recording to tell you how we've lost value for humanity. Get to our hospitals now. Emergency, they will tell you, go and take card. I'm not talking about even the killings now. Go and take card. Without card, without deposit, nobody will attend to you because we no longer have value for human life. The truth is, these people that are killing, some of these things are politically motivated. So where will the will come from? And we are here speaking to Russian, like you said. We are speaking English. Where will the will come from? When most of the things, the people that are, when they are arrested, do you know, Kabiru Sokoto, where was he caught? Was he not a leader of one of the people? What happened to some of them? Their big shotguns that have been caught, some of them in government houses. You see, let's stop deceiving ourselves. A lot of things will continue to... Okay, look at this Ondo election. The election did not hold. You went and brought a man who did not even win his own state, who used everything by every method and means to stay in power, to come and conduct election in another state. It's inter-party election,
okay,
within the party. See, Marianne, we have developed this torture and mentality that I must rule at all costs.
All right.
We have the ruling mentality, not the leading mentality.
Okay, Pastor Ladikbo, but thank you very much for calling. Let's all just stick to our 60 seconds, okay? Robert is calling from our papa. Hello, Robert.
Good afternoon, madam.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. This Ondo primary election, mm-hmm. APC, mm-hmm. the same Ododo of Kogi that I read on online last week that he shielded his boss, his former boss, that allegedly, as Sandra Ezekwesili used to say, allegedly stole it something billion, was the same Ododo that declared the Ayedatiwa. I don't know how to pronounce that man's name. Ayedatiwa. Ayedatiwa, I don't know. Winner of APC primary in Ondo State. Where the Ondo people are saying that the election was mad, and they did not, so like Chris said, the ball now is in Ondo people's courts. They should go. Our vote count, people vote count. Somebody should not say their vote do not count. If you want to protect your vote, you protect it. It will count. After all, in Lagos, yeah, another party defeated the APC. So what are we talking about? On that day, they should go there. If they don't want a date, they should go to the polling booth and vote and remove him.
Okay.
If you put something.
All
Thank
right.
you very much, Miriam.
Thank you, Robert, for calling. Soso is calling us from Aja. Hello. Soso, do call us back if you can, all right? Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon, Miriam. Emeka is my name from Salt Lake
Town. Emeka, go ahead, please.
You see, this killing in Plateau is becoming so disturbing. And it's safe to say that Nigeria has become a failed state where lives no longer matter. People are killed like chickens. Did you hear what your guest said? These settlers came, these savages came and settled somewhere very close to where students were living.
Mm-hmm.
They knew they were settled there. They knew they were there. They have security operatives in that state. The intelligence community knew that they were settled there. Nobody bothered to know why they were there, what they were up to. Nobody placed any surveillance on them until they struck. Imagine a parent now whose child or ward is
in any of these schools in Plateau State or schooling there hearing this kind of news, how do you think that parents will feel? It is said to say that Nigeria is now a failed state. The way Amana, these savages, these brutes, these terrorists kill our people like chicken, the brazenness is terrible, is unimaginable.
Okay.
And I wonder why the people of Plateau State are not doing something like Amoteco, getting a kind of security outfit to protect themselves, since the state cannot protect them.
Okay.
It is so unfortunate because this is coming one too many. Before we know it, this is coming down south. It's going to envelop the whole country. We think it's Plateau. It is systematically coming down to the south.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Emeka, for calling. I want to go to social media to read your messages. For those of you who want to join the conversation and you don't know how to, well, you can send us a message on WhatsApp. Yes, of course. You can send a message on WhatsApp. In case you don't have the number, 0809597585. That's 0809597585. Send me a message. Don't call me. All right. Don't flash. Just call. Just send me a message, I beg your pardon. You could join the conversation on Twitter, use the hashtag HardFacts, or better still, you could join the conversation via Skype on Nigeria Info FM via Skype. If you are outside of the country and you're listening to the conversation, contribute via Skype. Daya Dada here on Facebook Live says, the silence of Nigerians has made government legitimize evil. It has made them turn laws into lawlessness, dreams into nightmare, brilliant minds to low-grade minds, secured country to a gangster's paradise, turning beggars and marginalized in the midst of plenty. Okay, all right, thank you. Daya, you send me the same message every other day. Try something new, okay? I totally understand your pain, but do send us something different because I read the same message every day. On WhatsApp, someone says, a few months ago... okay, on those results, Lucky's name is working for him. It's not that possible to defeat an incumbent governor in Nigeria. Congratulations to Ondo people, Lucky Lola from Magboro. He also says, a few months ago, he almost was impeached, but since God was with him, he turned his situation around for good. Congratulations to him. Okay. All right. This one says, Shagun Akerele from Victoria Island, Ondo State APC primary loser will always cry that they were cheated. Let them know how to accept defeat. On the killings in Nigeria, we can only hope and pray that we will find a permanent solution to this threat. This one says, I wasn't expecting, let's see. I wasn't expecting anything less from the Ondo from Ondo State. The incumbent governors usually win primaries whenever they have vested interests. We keep losing lives to kidnapping and terrorism. When will this end? Security starts with us, but government must be committed to actions and proper justice without favoritism. But, Toby from Ikotun. This one says, I think the Northerners need to emulate the Amotekun by creating community police, and by then I believe they may be able to achieve their aim. Christopher from Satellite Town, thank you. Giwa from Ikorodu says, leadership has failed seriously. Plateau used to be one of the most beautiful states in Nigeria. All of a sudden, everything is haywire. With sincerity of purpose, these killings can be put to a stop, please. It's sad. Thank you very much, Giwa. This one says, this present party ruling us once dominated every state. I'm sure you mean wants to dominate every state. And this is the worst democracy that has ever we've ever witnessed since when I was born in Nigeria. As for the killings and the shootings in Plateau State, this shows that security has failed in the nation and it's generated from this present regime. Thank you. Better, thank you very much for your message. And this one says, okay, there's nobody. Okay, this person has deleted that message. Thank you for deleting the message, even though I was trying to read it. This one says, if APC can show this much desperation and hold primaries with so much irregularities, one can only wonder what they have planned for the main election. Time for Ondo people to wake up. Olusoga Ajayi, thank you very much for your message. I have 5 minutes more on the clock. And if you're listening to me, join the conversation. We're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. All right, go ahead. Post your comment. I'd like to read from you. This one says, there's nobody, not even the government in power, that can help in this jihadist war declared on Nigeria. Those who know about terrorism have been in power since 2015. As they prepare towards it, it's either they're godly and those who are still human rise up against this government that has brought terrorism that is now divided into sections for kidnapping, suicide and ritualistic, etc. We've not seen anything. Jeremiah, your message is all over the place. I really was trying to make sense of it. Well, Adam Zinikorodu, thank you for your message. I appreciate it. I'd like to really hear from you. Join the conversation. Let me go back to the phone lines. I have about 3 minutes. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Marianne.
Yes.
Rapurushuku.
Go ahead.
I'm not a politician now. For now. I'm out of politics for now. So let me talk on SKP. Defend SKP. You see? It's good. As they caught him in, what is that country? In Kenya. Okay. Well, what I can say there, let them repatriate him here. Let him dance the music Nigerian government will play for him. My advice to him, if you know those people that help him to escape to Kenya, he can mention them, those officers, so that we know who and who, the officer that are sabotaging our government. I mean, sabotaging our Nigerians here. You see? So I like as they caught him in Kenya.
Okay.
And I don't know. Let me ask you, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
These Kenyanians, are they having, which kind, do you know the kind of face they have? Because I don't know why they detect strangers. You know, their police always detect the strangers. I don't know the kind of face.
Well, just for the education of people like you and anybody else who wants to know, there's something called Interpol in every country across the world.
I know. Yes.
So listen now, Fid, let me. Shebi, you ask me a question. Let me help you.
Okay. Good. Okay.
So there was a notice put out to all Interpol with his face, so they know what he looks like. So they will be looking for him at airports, supermarkets, wherever. They know he was declared wanted, so they obviously found him. It's not about how the Kenyans look or how they don't look, okay?
They are too much. More or less, they are not collecting bribe. Otherwise, they will collect bribe and let him escape more.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Rapuru. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, Marianne. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's my sister. Thank you. Marianne, I just have small advice for our government, for our president, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. You should please, they should call Gumi, they should call these terrorists, ask them what did they want. Because our government cannot defeat these people. Let's stop deceiving ourselves.
Well, we cannot. No. I'm so sorry. You can't take that position. You don't know that our government cannot. No, sir. You don't know that our government cannot. Yes. You don't know. But then, of course, we also cannot be negotiating with terrorists. I understand what you mean. To find a way forward.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, Maria, sorry. If we cannot negotiate with them, what is the solution? Now, in the north, the children, they are not going to school. I cannot send my children to school in the north when they will kill him or kill her. I cannot. Now, in the south, now, we are freely going to school here. But in the north, they are not going to school. And it will be a problem for us here in the south. It will be a problem. When your own children is going to school, my own is not going. Now, my own is not going. It will disturb their own tomorrow. That one must surely come.
I understand.
So, my own opinion is that let them, if there is any way to call them, roundtable, please, I'm begging. Okay. Ask them, what do they want? What do you want us to do? To let peace reign so that the farmer can go back to farm. Children can go to school so that we can live in peace.
Even
if we don't have light, we don't have food. So that we can sleep and close our eyes. Lagos here, we can sleep and close our eyes. People in the north, they are not sleeping. People in the Benue, they are not sleeping.
Okay.
When they get another person to the body, go and send a firewood. I know what I'm saying.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much for calling, and I totally agree with you. As much as, you know, many of us would remove ourselves from the situation, and say, well, it's not happening to us. At least my children can sleep. My children can go to school. We need to all insert ourselves into this situation, because whatever is happening in the north, it could be our turn tomorrow. And just as you said, there will be a trickling effect. If these children are not allowed to go to school, they're deprived of all of these things. And some other people are able to do so. To tomorrow they might be the problem of the people in those areas who are capable. And this could only happen if our government does not do what they need to do, which is to deal with the security issue, the insecurity issue that we have head on. Unfortunately, they're playing the ostrich a lot in this situation. But how many more people have to die in Nigeria for the government to sit up? And when I talk about the government, I'm talking about states, local government and the federal government. So it's not about President Tinubu. It's not about just the governor of Plateau State. It's about concerted effort from both sides of the divide. And every hand needs to be on deck, whether it be the National Assembly, the state assemblies, every single person. But again, just as the Honourable said earlier on, there seems to not be any political will. And then if these people don't have the will to change things and to save us, maybe it's time we, the people, give them something to think about. Anyway, that's all the time I have right now on the show. On the other side of the clock, it's time for us to checkpoint. Are you ready for checkpoint? We'll be right back after these messages.